Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.
Lab Trap. CAU. If you're trying to grow your business and add diversity, what you do? Hit a client of Tracing University. When it comes to getting clients, you face adversity. You need to hit a client of Tracing University.
Klein Attraction University, $250 million in revenue for coaches, consultants, and service providers all across the globe. And that number is growing as you listen to this. Want more clients, profit, freedom, and impact? Go to paidadplaybook.com.
If you're trying to grow your business and add diversity, what you do? Hit up Klein Attraction University. When it comes to getting clients, you face adversity. You need to hit up Klein Attraction University.
Paidadplaybook.com. That's P-A-I-D, ad, playbook.com.
Hey, what's up, my friend? Dr. Marquardt West with the King of Klein Attraction, and welcome to this brand new episode of the School of Klein Attraction. So a lot of people have asked us the question, how do we actually go from zero, starting from brand new, no shout-outs or anything, to actually getting on Inc. 5000's fastest-growing companies? Well, we actually did a live stream where I broke down the seven things that we did, and we're going to give you access to that right now. So let's go ahead and jump to the episode right now. So for those who aren't aware of who I am, Marquardt Russell, today we've helped our clients do over $1 billion in revenue. I'm the co-founder and CEO. I love doing this stuff. And we just do this for the receipts. We love the receipts. We love to see clients win. And we love to see individuals who take the strategy that we give and implement into their businesses, go out and win, and then send us a testimony. A month ago, we got an email from Inc. 5000. Some of y'all are probably familiar with the Inc. 5000 magazine, the Inc. 500 list, Inc. 5000 list. So we got an email a month ago almost, maybe not even a month ago, a few weeks ago, that said, hey, congratulations. You all are officially part of the Inc. 5000 list. They didn't give us the actual number yet of where we are on the list, but they said we're on the Inc. 5000 list. So we posted that. A lot of people went crazy. Some people was asking like how we did it. So if you haven't heard of the Inc. 5000 list, so the Inc. 5000, they list the fastest growing companies in America, fastest growing private companies in America. You have the Inc. 5000 list, and then some people are in the Inc. 500. I'm not sure where we landed at. I'm thinking we're in the Inc. 500, but they haven't posted the final numbers yet. But that's what the Inc. 5000 list is. I think that's what you was asking me, Corbin, like, what is it? What does that mean? So, cool. All right, let's dive in, shall we? So how we went from zero to one of Inc. 5000's fastest growing companies. That's huge, right? Specifically for Black business owners, because a lot of us ain't on the list, right? So this is a win, not just for our company and our clients. This is a win for the culture as a whole, because it ain't many of us on the list. No different than the Forbes 400 list, right? So let's get to it. So the number one thing that we did is we had an intentional personal growth plan. An intentional personal growth plan. So one of the things that we teach our clients is this thing called a morning success ritual, right? So we got, I don't got a whole lot of time to go into it here. But we can do a whole nother training on it if y'all want to. We can do that. But I don't got time to go into it right here. However, we give all of our clients a morning success ritual. We give them a specific personal growth plan, right, that they can apply immediately. And we can always tell that our most successful clients, we can tell those are the ones who do it, because we can tell by the question they ask. We can tell about their growth. And we're like, you've been doing your process? And they're like, yeah. And it's not a surprise. We can always tell based on the results. All right. So have an intentional personal growth plan, like reading, for example. Like, what's your information diet? How many of you have an information diet? So like, well, of course, you got a food diet on your intake, but how many of you have an information diet based on how you consume information, how you store that information, how do you implement that information? Right. Some people go to events just like all willy-nilly, as Cedric the Entertainer used to say. They don't really have a plan. They're just kind of going with the marketing, right? Some people just read books that somebody recommended, or they act like they read the book just to say they read it. Some people just buy courses just because, but never go through. But they don't really have a specific, intentional, personal growth plan.
Okay. So that's the number one thing that we had. We did. We had an intentional personal growth plan. Number two, we simplified to multiply. We simplified to multiply. So when I first started out, I was just like most people, right? I followed the regular model. So I created a low ticket offer, right? And I created something else that I can upsell, right? And I created something else that I can upsell, something else that I could upsell, build all these pages, do all this different type of stuff. I tried a membership site. I tried the webinars. I was trying to do everything at one time. I was trying to learn everything at one time. I was trying to learn social media. I was trying to learn ads. I wasn't even trying to learn ads at that point early on because I didn't have no money for ads. But I was trying to learn content. Well, at least I didn't think I had money for ads. I was trying to learn content. I was trying to learn social media. I was trying to learn copywriting. I was trying to learn how to speak. I was trying to learn all the different types of stuff at one time, right? Wasn't implementing anything, but I was trying to learn all this. And when it came to implementation, I was trying to do a low ticket funnel to auto upsells. And then I was trying to do this and I was trying to do that. And I was literally watching a webinar every single night. And I was actually telling myself that I was working, right? And telling my family that I was working because I was up watching a webinar, right? But I wasn't implementing anything, right? Just because we watch a live stream or we watch a webinar or something like that, like that doesn't mean we're learning. You only are learning when you actually go implement something. That's how you know you're learning, because a new action is being taken. Not just because you got new information. A big thing you hear online now is like gems. Oh, them gems, man. Oh, they dropping bars, them gems. And I don't think it's not wrong with that unless you're getting those gems and going to monetize them. But if it's just gems that's just falling on the ground, unmonetized, a gem is a value, right? But if you're not extracting the value, it's pointless, right? So we simplified and multiplied. We took everything that we were doing that was super complicated. And we took everything that the gurus were teaching and making this stuff complicated. And we broke it down to make it super simple, not only simple for us to do, but also simple for other people to do as well. Because many of you know, I dropped out of high school in 10th grade. So I got an African education. So I learned step by step by step by step. And I also teach step by step by step. So one of my God-given gifts is taking these seemingly complicated concepts and then taking them and breaking them down really simple so that other people can actually implement it, right? So we're breaking down step by step by step. So if you want to multiply, you have to simplify. Scale, as you get to the point of scale, scale actually has enough complexity of it on its own. So you want to simplify what you're doing on a day-to-day basis to grow the business. So now when you're ready for scale, it's easy to duplicate it to actually get the scale that you want. Number three. The third thing that we did to help us go from zero to Inc. 5000 list is the triple threat marketing strategy. The triple threat marketing strategy. Marquell, what is the triple threat marketing strategy? So one of the things that we did early on when the first time I simplified is I started creating content every day. Right? I started creating content every day, every single day. And I started to build an email list. But what I wasn't doing was emailing that list. So then I start emailing the list. I start creating the content every day, building an email list. Then I start emailing that list every day. So the first part of Triple Threat was creating content every day. The second part was emailing the list that I was building. And the third thing that added gasoline on the fire was start doing ads. So the ads actually ramped up the amount of people who saw my content and the amount of people who got on my email list. And the content actually made my ads more profitable. And the email list made the ads more profitable as well. So that was the triple threat marketing strategy. It's the mixture of the content. It's a mixture of the emailing list. And it's a mixture of ads that actually add gasoline to the fire. So some people say, well, I only do organic. I don't do ads. And I think that's a mistake. Because when you only do organic, you're at the mercy of the algorithm, right? So a lot of you who are on Instagram, you probably realize that Instagram is making a lot of changes that's affecting your organic reach. Same thing with Facebook. Facebook was crazy on organic, and then they start affecting your organic reach, especially on your business profile, right? So a lot of people are talking about how amazing the TikTok organic is right now, right? Which is fine. But eventually the organic on TikTok won't be the same. So about 7 or 8 years ago, I used to do video SEO. So what video SEO is, we used to rank certain videos. So if you type in a certain keyword, our YouTube video would come from the first page of Google or the first page of YouTube. But Google used to do these updates, like a panda update, all these different type of updates, right? And you could, let's say you're getting 50 leads a day from Google, from just Google searches, because your video is on the first page of Google. And then let's say Google does this update, and now it knocks your videos down to the bottom of the page or on another page, or just wipe you out completely just from the algorithm update, right? So when I don't think organic is a bad thing. I just don't think you should do it by itself. I think you should always do ads to the content, right? Now, I also think when somebody say, well, I just do ads, I don't do content. I don't agree with that. I think that you should do ads and content, right? Dante was good, bro. It's crazy. You must heard the word content and then popped on. But I think you should do ads and content, right? So I think you take the content, because your content is going to make your ads 300% more profitable. Because when people see your ads and they're not familiar with you, they're going to go to your Instagram. They're going to go to your Facebook. They're going to go to your YouTube. They're going to look at your different platforms to see what kind of content you got in place, right? And now they're going to binge watch your content. And now when they come to the call to potentially enroll with you, the chances of them enrolling goes up, because now they know you, they like you, they trust you, because they've been consuming your content. Number four, we SOP'd everything. So what do I mean by we SOP'd everything? We turn everything that we did, because this is where the scale comes in, right? Because what happens in business, right? You go from being just you by yourself, then you go to one big team. Right. So you go from just you to now you start growing a team, and now you have one big team, and then you go from one big team to a team of teams. So what do I mean by a team of teams? A team of teams is like now you got department head. So now you got a marketing team, and you got a marketing person who leads the marketing team. You got a sales team. You got a person who leads the sales team. You got an operation team. You got a person that's leading the operation team. You got a client success team who's taking care of your clients and customers, and you got a person that leads that team. And then you got you, and now your direct reports, those leaders of those teams, those are the ones who report back to you. Those are called your daily, your direct reports, right? So basically, for you to get to that level of scale, you got to take everything that you do when you're by yourself or when you have a small team. You take all that and you got to document it and turn it all into systems so that other people can do. Two of the cool tools that we use to do this is real simple. Doesn't have to be complicated. We use Google Drive, Google Documents, game changer. And then we use Loom. Very inexpensive tools. I know there's a lot of things that say, hey, use this membership thing to do your operations procedures and stuff like that. And I don't have anything bad to say about any of them, because I haven't used any of them. We just like to think, keep things super simple, super streamlined. So we SOP'd everything. So everything that we do as a company, everything has a system for it. So now as you hire new people, because again, we're one of Inc. 5,000 fastest growing companies. So we had to, while we were growing fast, we required systems, we required team, we required people. So we had to plug people into the systems. Growth doesn't always mean headcount. So that doesn't mean you got to bring on more people. A lot of times you may just become more efficient with the people that you have and the systems that you have. Okay. Number five. So number five, we focused on people over profit, right? We focused on people over profit. What do I mean by focus on people over profit? Well, there's things that we could be doing as a company right now that would make us a whole lot more money, right? So for example, some people tell me all the time, man, y'all should have a low ticket offer selling stuff to get more customers and, you know, don't leave money on the table and stuff like that. But it's like, we actually want to help people, and selling them a low ticket offer isn't really going to help them. We could actually sell a standalone course. Some people say, well, we could probably make an extra $10, $15 million a year, $20 million a year if we decided to sell courses, right? It was like, well, we don't want to sell courses. We want to help people get results. We like partnering with business owners, getting in the trenches with them, being hands-on, and then actually helping them implement to get results. So that's what I mean by focusing on people over profit. Because the thing we brag about, if y'all see our social media stuff, the thing we brag about is the amount of success stories that we have. People over profit. With our team, we make sure our team is well paid, right? People over profit, right? People over profit. So we focused on people over profit. So while we don't have this turnaround. We don't have a turnaround. Like a lot of people I see, I look at a lot of people, a lot of these big companies too, as well, or bigger companies, they always got team members leaving, right? And I'm always curious of why that happens. But it's like, we don't have that. We don't have turnaround. Like, our team members have been with us for years, right? My operations director, who runs our entire company, basically started off as a VA. She's been with us 3 or 4 years. My guy Dre, my co-founder, been rocking with me, 10 years, right? Rochelle, who leads our enrollment team, been with us, I think, 3 years almost at this point. Our advisors, like, people over profit, we take care of people, right? You take care of people, the people take care of the clients. And we take care of the clients, the profit happens. Does that make sense? So that's number 5. And I want to get through these other two so we can get into some questions. Number 6, the last one, number 5, actually segue perfect into number 6. We focus on the stuff that does not scale. So, for example, if we're working with a client and they're having a challenge or something, we may say, look, let's just hop on a call and get this sorted. Now, is that scalable? No. However, it's people over profit. So we have 11 pillars as a company. I actually keep it right here in front of me on my desk. So we have 11 pillars as a company. The number one pillar is client and partner obsession. So we're obsessed with our clients' results, and we're obsessed with our partners' results and making sure they're happy. Now, our partners are our team members. We don't do employees, right? We don't call our team members employees. We have a team. Right? We don't have employees. Nobody's greater than the whole. No individual is greater as a whole. Not even me, right? It's the whole. It's the company. That's the focus, right? So we focus on stuff that does not scale. We're as a company, we're very hands-on, right? We're high touch. That's why we're able to help so many people get results. That's why, hands down, nobody in our space has more client results than us, because we're super intentional about it. We track it. And we're always like, okay, how can we go above and beyond to help people get results? Number 7, we invested into the 10,000 hours of others. We invested into the 10,000 hours of others. So what does that mean? So this dude named Malcolm Gladwell, he got this book. It's called Outliers. And in the book, he talks about it takes 10,000 hours to master something, right? So if you do the math, if you were to focus on just mastering one skill, and you did it every week, it will take you 40 hours a week for 5 years to get to 10,000 hours, right? So I know what I know, and I know what I'm great at, and I know what my gifts are. So now a lot of people spend a lot of time trying to figure stuff out. But what we do is we invest our time figuring out who's already figured it out, and then we hire them to help us figure it out. So we're obsessive about which coach do we hire now? Okay, we've accomplished this. Who do we hire for this? Okay, we want to make our events more profitable. Who do we hire for this? We want to make our ads more profitable. Who is this? Some people say, well, Mark, you're the ads guy. You're the marketing guy. You got a marketing coach? Absolutely. Because I know the value of having a second set of eyes. People say, well, Mark, you got a therapist? Absolutely. I know the value of having a second set of eyes and somebody who can see my blind spots. So we're always hiring and having multiple coaches for different things. We don't have multiple coaches for one thing because we don't want conflicting information, but we have different coaches and advisors for different things. And we even hire coaches sometimes for our team members to work with them in their specific thing. So we hired a consultant specifically to help us with our client success. We already had more client success stories than anybody else, but we was like, we want to ramp it up even more. So we hired somebody who specifically specializes in client success, brought them on as a consultant. And now they help us specifically with dialing our client success process to actually help more of our clients get results. So we're always looking at who do we hire, because some people value money over time. We value time over money. So we're always looking at where can we invest our money to buy more time. We're not looking at how can we save money, invest our time. We're looking at how do we invest money and buy more time, because the return on that time is exponential, right? We can always get more money back, but we can't get time back, right? So that's the 7th thing that we did.
Thank you so much for checking out this episode. Have a phenomenal day, because you absolutely deserve it. Talk to you soon.
What's the difference between you and mega successful coaches and consultants with a dream business? Simple. They're getting more leads than you are. What if there was a way to get 50 to 100 leads every single day like clockwork? Would you want it? Then go to www.getdailyclients.com to access our paid ad playbook that has brought in millions of leads for our clients over the years on complete autopilot.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.